Some citrus growers are showing interest in biofuel crops to be planted on former citrus lands or vacant land. In this interview, Bill Vasten, Jr., chair of the Florida Feedstock Growers Association, notes that federal incentives are now available for biofuel crop planting in Florida and says citrus land can be cleared and replanted in biofuel crops.
Historically, we've seen a lot of federal programs and subsidies that revolve around these fuel and biomass crops tend to be written for and money pour out to our western states. With the biomass crop assistance program pending and some of the new programs through rural development, these are programs that can be used for Florida crops. Sorghum, canaf, camelina, approved non-food crops here in Florida. And really our goal as an association is one purely of educating the farmers and the landowners and make sure that some of this federal money that they're entitled to can be used as a springboard to reduce risk for these new crops and this new industry in Florida.
Can some of these crops be grown on former citrus land?
The Growers Association is promoting the clearing of groves, dead, underproducing groves, because citrus wood is eligible in the BCAP program. So long as there's a biomass conversion facility involved, groves can be cleared, usually at no cost to the landowner, and then those cleared beds can be planted with these crops. So in an abandoned grove or in a grove that hasn't produced any revenue for the landowner or farmer in quite some time, not only can they get the trees out at no cost to them, but they can also replant those groves with these fuel crops and be eligible for further subsidy. And that's big news. With the amount of dead or underproducing grove, they can get information about that at FloridaFeedstockGrowers.com.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.